Children who flee other countries without their parents can get special protection in the U.S. if they're classified as unaccompanied. The Trump administration is looking to make it harder to get that classification, which WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports could affect thousands of kids in the tri-state region.
5-year-old Fabiola wore black glittery shoes to her immigration court hearing. She's five, and it was her case, not her parents. There was a judge, a federal prosecutor, and an interpreter for Fabiola. She didn't have a lawyer. You can't record inside federal court, so we walked outside. Again, she's five.
Cinco? Cinco años?
She sees a dog.
Qué lindo.
Fabiola just got a mermaid doll. She's not hungry right now, and she hates shots. They hurt.
Duele.
She was at the court for hours, and every so often, Fabiola would look up at the adults in the room, raise her little finger, and warn them. No quiero que me pongan una vacuna. I don't want anyone in here to give me a shot. Fabiola thought she was at the doctor's. Adults at the court assured her that they don't give shots here. Fabiola was reasonably skeptical.
Mi papi dice que no me van a poner mi vacuna y si me ponen.
Because your dad always says that you're not going to get a shot and then you get one? Okay. In the past 12 months, there have been about 12,000 court hearings in New York for unaccompanied children like Fabiola. She fled Guatemala with a friend of her abuela, her grandma. They walked. Fabiola was apprehended at the border, separated from her abuela's friend, held by Customs and Border Patrol for 3 days, then sent to a shelter in Chicago. 20 days later, Fabiola was released to her mom, who lives in New York. This is the standard process for unaccompanied children. If their parents are living here, they can step forward and claim their kids. But it can take months.
Ojo, es lo más horrible que puede haber.
Fabiola's mom says it's the most horrible experience. She didn't know where Fabiola was, if they were treating her okay. Under former President Barack Obama, Fabiola would be considered an unaccompanied child because she made the journey without a parent or a guardian. Under President Donald Trump, she won't be considered unaccompanied because Fabiola is now with her mom. According to a memo from the Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, about 60% of children who are initially considered unaccompanied are later reunited with a parent who is living here illegally. Those children, Secretary Kelly says, should no longer be considered unaccompanied. He called it an abuse, and he's asked agencies to develop a system to reclassify those kids. Here's why that matters. Being classified as unaccompanied comes with protections that are mandated by Congress.
So this is Lenny Benson, and I like to speak in paragraphs.
Benson knows all those protections well. She's with the Safe Passage Project. They represent unaccompanied minors at their immigration hearings. She's drawing a flowchart of all the options for them.
What is this?
It's an incredibly complex system.
It isn't complex to be evil. It's often designed to be complex to be protective of children.
Unaccompanied children can apply for asylum and for a special immigrant juvenile status. They can ask for time to find a lawyer. They can appeal decisions, start the process over. The Trump administration says all these steps are overburdening the courts. There's a backlog of cases for unaccompanied minors. If those kids are reclassified, the backlog could drop because all those protections for kids would go away.
If a child does have a parent somewhere in the United States, Secretary Kelly's memo seems to imply the child should be treated the same as an adult.
And that means kids could be deported the day they arrive at a border and without any hearing. And there's another big change. If kids do have a parent in the U.S. who comes forward to claim them, like Fabiola's mom, the memo says federal agents should now try to find the parent and deport them or charge them.
And he says anyone who directly or indirectly aids in the smuggling of someone to enter the United States should be prosecuted.
She says parents will still claim their kids. They'll just work through middlemen.
So then children are more vulnerable to being released to perhaps a person who would take advantage of the situation.
More than 200,000 unaccompanied children have arrived in the U.S. in the past 4 years. And Benson says masses of them have not been trying to evade detection. They're surrendering themselves. She says the new policies won't stop kids from fleeing dangerous situations back home. They'll just try to avoid detection. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.